Well, folks, we've just pulled into Beletta Winery. Anthony Beckman is sitting here with me, and we have some wines in front of us that are going to make our day. We have Zinfandel and Syrah we're going to be talking about. It's a beautiful place to live here in Sonoma County, and you must be very exciting each vintage to just get out in the vineyards and the way things are moving forward here for Sonoma County and the wines that are coming out of here. This is all world-class now, and very exciting for your career and for the winery.
It really is, and we've hit kind of a golden age. We're all estate-grown and estate-bottled, and what that means to me is that I will be working with these same vineyards with the same plants for years and years and years. And every year I gain a little bit of knowledge on what these plants need both in the vineyard and what to do with the grapes when they come into the winery. And that knowledge is really, for John Beletta and I both, that knowledge of every year getting better and better and better and farming better and making wine better has really brought us to where we are today.
And we're going to be talking about the Zinfandel and Syrah. Now, I assume this is a smaller production, but these are really wines that I get the feeling that you love making.
I do, and they're planted right next to each other in the same vineyard, so there's not even a dirt road between them. Like, one row is Zin and the next row is Syrah, and I like to put them together for that same reason. Both of them are grown for Zin and Syrah really on the limit of where you can get these grapes to grow. We're in the southern end of the Russian River Valley. It's always cold and foggy. You know, these are grapes that traditionally in California have been grown in warmer spots, and I just love it that slowly there's this movement, especially for Syrah, to move into colder climates. Starting with the Zin, to me the Zin is really distinct and pretty. Zinfandel can run this wide spectrum of wines. You can go way to one side and it's, you know, almost port-like. It's got a big, huge texture. It's thick. It's heavy. It's got this hedonistic charm to it. It usually has a little bit of sugar and it's humongous. And then you swing the pendulum far to the other side and you come up to the Beletta Vineyards Zinfandel, which has a lot of acidity. It's bright. It's got a real focus, like rhubarb-y flavor. It's got good acidity. The alcohol is more moderate, and it's very, very distinct and pretty, and just an awesome wine, especially with food. And I love drinking, and it's so fun to. We're in the Russian River Valley, and everyone's focused Chardon Pinot, Chardon Pinot, Chardon Pinot. And for me, it's so much fun to make a Zinfandel and a Syrah. And the Syrah, its partner, is always the last grapes that we pick every year. Again, it's right on the edge of getting ripe. So when you have this wine, instead of getting this big fruity style of Zinfandel, it's much more meaty, spicy. I always think of it like a little bit of a steak with black pepper and blueberries, sort of describe it all. The texture is really light, it's delicate, it's really pretty, and it's much more inspired by Northern Rhone style of Syrah than it is, you know, like this big sort of broad-shouldered California or Australian Shiraz, which would be the same grape. A great wine to make and drink, and it's one of the wines that I'm always trying to keep in my cellar, and I have a hard time doing it, and it improves dramatically with age. I was drinking the 07s and the 08s 2 weekends ago and was just thrilled at how well those Syrahs are holding up.
Wow, well, that's great news. And really, food-wise, this takes you to another spectrum than the Pinots and the Pinot Gris, where at a wine dinner, this would be an exciting side course, basically.
In some ways, too, it's a nice main for something a little bit more hearty, you know. We're coming out of winter now and into spring, but in the middle of winter, you know, this is like your spare ribs, your anything that's a little bit heavier, a little bit more winter style. The Syrah and the Zin both just really fit that mold incredibly well.
All right, well, folks, we have some great dishes that are in our near future here, and we're talking about Zinfandel and Syrah with Beletta Winery here, and winery and vineyards, so we're in for a treat here. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, folks, we've had a very interesting week here in Sonoma County, and we are blessed now that the wildfires have passed us by, and folks are helping each other quite a bit. Very excited to be sitting here with Bruce Hamilton, and Bruce, Stark Steakhouse is a great place for a great meal, but it's also been a great human place here in the last week or so. A lot of people have been coming and just expressing themselves to each other, and Stark's has a great thing they've been doing. They've been giving away a few steaks to people who have been affected.
That is absolutely correct, Doc. We look to give back to the community that has given so much to the Stark family over the years. You know, it was a little tough. We were without natural gas here in the building for the majority of the week, only to finally get it back on Saturday. It was kind of like a beehive here, kind of trying to get ready on a moment's notice because we didn't know right until the 11th hour that we were going to get our gas turned back on and whether or not we were going to be able to do dinner on Saturday night. But graces of God, we were able to conduct business. And fortunately, we were able to get back to the community. Anybody who was either displaced or first responders, he bought their dinner that night, not only for Saturday night, but equally on Sunday as well. Just the, you know, the outpouring and the gratitude from the community by us offering that was really kind of heartfelt, you know, brought some tears to people on both ends of the aisle. We were just very, very happy and blessed to be in that position.
Well, we have a couple of great wines on the table here, and they are from one of the Santa Rosa local wineries here, Belletto. Belletto Vineyards is a great story in itself, and John is a local, and his family's been local here also for quite a while. We have great wines here. These are not your Pinots or your Chardonnays from Belletto, but this is the Zinfandel and also the Syrah.
Both of these wines are going to pair with what is on the table right now extremely well, our dry-aged beef. We're going to be tasting it with a New York and also our ribeye. And one nice thing about our beef program here at Starks is that we age everything ourselves and also hand-cut the steaks. This dry-aged beef is something that you don't see too frequently in this area here. By aging it, such as it develops some beautiful flavors that of which typically you don't experience buying a piece of meat at the meat market. It becomes kind of nutty and robust flavors. It also tenderizes it over that 28-day period equally as well. And I tell you what, the Zinfandel and a Syrah that we're going to be tasting with Belletto will absolutely pair beautifully. The nice thing about it is that both of those wines are literally kissing cousins. There's a lot of similarities between the two, with the differences primarily being with your Zinfandel leaning more towards your red and black fruits with a kind of a silky finish, and whereas your Syrah, once again, you'll get some black fruits, but also blue fruits start to come through, such as blueberry, and with a little bit of savory black olive, and then kind of finishing with a subtle peppery notes. That Syrah is nice and gritty. That wine will really go great with the New York strip. I'd probably lean a little bit more towards the Zinfandel with a 28-day dry-aged ribeye.
We're going to not waste any time getting into these steaks and these wines. This is a beautiful pairing here. And Bruce, we'll be talking to you again here shortly during the week, and enjoy some other great wines from Northern California. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome, Doc.
Thank you.